Till next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solis Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solis Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
We've looked at five of these dimensions. Let me briefly just make mention of them. The first dimension of man's call was that he was created by God. Number two, he is ordained to be blessed by God. Number three, the third dimension of God's call or man's call is that God speaks to man. That's another benefit of worshiping. When you worship enough, you begin to familiarize yourself not only with God's presence, but with his voice. You don't meditate, you don't spend time alone with God, you're not going to know him very well. It's just like a natural principle. The more you spend time with people, the more you know that particular person. The less time, if you meet a stranger on the street, you apt to, unless God just shows you something, you don't know really anything about them except what their appearance is. So the more time you spend, the more acquainted you become with the one that we know to be King of Kings. So God will speak to man. Number four, God has commanded us to be fruitful. The fourth dimension of the call is to be fruitful. Number five, the fifth dimension of God's call for man or man's call is that we are approved to multiply. We are approved to multiply. And we were looking at that here recently. In hindsight, let me just go back a moment. To be approved, all of us that are adult, you probably have received in the mail at some time or another a credit card offer that says you are pre-approved. Whatever amount it was for, they said you were pre-approved. But that didn't necessarily mean that you got the card. There were steps that you needed to take in order to purchase the card and activate the card and use the card. Some may have chosen to choose the card or not. But God has pre-approved us to multiply. But there's a part that you and I must involve ourselves with and exercise ourselves towards in order for that approval to be activated in our life. Amen? All right. So, number six we'll start with today, and that is the sixth dimension of God's call or man's call is to fill the earth. How do we go about filling the earth? Think for a moment. Feel the earth. What is meant? Feel the earth. Do you know? You know, God wants you and I, in a perfect sense, to reproduce ourselves. That's why God established families. He wanted a godly seed. He wanted two godly people to have a seed which would become a godly seed. And for that seed to grow up and marry, not be unequally yoked, but marry another godly seed. And they produce a godly seed so that God could manifest himself down through generations. I mean, the devil has a seed, an ungodly seed. The Cain was of the devil. And that whole line of Cain was of the devil. God has a seed, but he wants you to reproduce yourself. Now, what's wonderful about this is the life of Christ in you can be transferred. The Lord didn't save you just for you to hop, skip, and jump your merry way to heaven without concern for anyone else. As a matter of fact, any sower, anyone that receives the seed, must become a sower. And I'm not talking about money here. I'm talking about the Word of God. You must become a sower, because a sower goes out and sows seed. If our gospel is hidden, is hid from them that are lost. And that is not God's way. God wants the earth to be filled. And look at someone and tell him, he's going to use you. You are his instrument. Now, let's establish this fact. The life of Christ within you is transferable. That's why you got to get your life right. That's why you can't live all jacked up and see, because what you will do, you'll produce after yourself. If you're a hypocrite in the church and you witness to somebody or whatever, and you invite them to church, guess what? They'll follow a great part of their life. They will follow your example and be a hypocrite. If parents are hypocritical in church, then it either turns children or young people away from the church, or they become hypocritical, because you are reproducing after your kind. That is one of the first laws of Genesis. Every seed will produce after its own kind. So you can't live jacked up. You can't be living in the flesh wanting to produce something after the spirit. It doesn't work like that. That's why God makes a demand. He places a demand on you. We're not here to frolic around and just have a free-for-all and, you know, we saved and all. No, God demands something of you. There's a dying world out there. There are people out there that don't know Jesus, that have been earmarked by God to be saved, but he's got to use you as an instrument. So the life of Christ in you is transferable. My question is, what is the enemy using to block that? What area of your life do you need deliverance in so that you can transfer the life of Christ? All right, so it can be imparted and it can permeate into the lives of other people. It's like leaven, yeast. You've heard the story before where I worked for a bakery. I was a truck driver, but I'd have to come early enough to where the bakers were just getting in at 3 a.m. and they would have their tubs full of dough, and you would see them drop a block of yeast in a tub that's bigger than this platform, maybe like that, full of dough at the bottom. And they just drop the yeast in there and leave it. And when I would come back from my route around noontime, the whole tub, because of the yeast touching that dough, the yeast would cause the dough to rise, and it'd be up almost over the tub, the size of the tub. But we're like yeast or like leaven. But see, if what you are carrying is a mixture of stuff, then see, you have to understand God puts a stop on things. Your influence, he puts a stop on your influence, because he can only honor what you are reproducing after his kind. Hello? And if you are honest with yourself, come on, look at somebody, tell them, be honest. Be brutally honest with yourself. Come on, tell them, stop kidding yourself. If you are brutally honest with yourself and you really allow God to probe you and look you over and talk to you, you'll find that sometimes you're not prospering in certain areas because you're not reproducing Christ there. You're at best reproducing yourself, or at worst, you're allowing the devil place. And so God says, I can't multiply that. If it multiplies, it's not going to be me multiplying it. And you can hammer out some stuff yourself, doing it your way. Was it Frank Sinatra said he did it his way? You have a lot of people say they do it their way, but their way don't work. We can never fill the earth your way. All right? So this spiritual dimension of divine life, the life of Christ in us, and his nature can be released into another person's spirit. And then, you've heard me say this before, then the baby can leap in the womb. Now, this is, I want to show you something here. Go with me to Luke chapter 1, and let's start at verse 34. Sometimes our very concept of church is off. You don't go to church just because your mom went to church or your grandma went to church. No, we are the church, and we belong to God, and there's a purpose for our assembling. And it's not just to hear things to make us feel better or have a better life. We have a destiny. We have a purpose for God here in the earth. We are his ambassadors, his representatives, his instruments here in the earth. So it goes beyond just us being blessed. Look at somebody, tell them, I'm already blessed. But I'm blessed to be a blessing. I'm blessed in order to bless others. I'm built in order to build others. I'm delivered in order to deliver others. I'm free in order to set others free. We're already blessed. If we don't do anything, we're already blessed. But that's not our purpose. Our purpose is here to deliver others. So in Luke chapter 1, verse 34, the portion of scripture when the angel came and spoke to Mary about her being impregnated by the Holy Ghost, it says, "Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall these things be? How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? The angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. She spake out with a loud voice and said, blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. Look at this. This is amazing. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. And Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. When Mary came to Judah and saluted Elizabeth, it said it came to pass when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary. In other words, Mary was carrying something from God. She was carrying the Son of God, the life of Christ in her. The nature of Christ was in her in seed form. Now remember, there was no egg of Mary's involved, no sperm of Joseph's involved. All God needed was a womb. The womb was the entry, the legal entry into the earth. Any other activity that wasn't ordained of God and came through the womb is illegal in the earth. That's why the devil's illegal. All right, so the babe leaped in Elizabeth's womb when she heard a voice. What happened there? There was a transference of something. What Mary was carrying. Now Elizabeth was pregnant by Zacharias, okay? It was his sperm and her egg, but it was God's blessing on the child. Mary was carrying Jesus. Look at somebody, I'm carrying Jesus. Look, tell them, I'm carrying Jesus. I'm impregnated with the nature of Christ. So what she was carrying when she spoke, what was in Elizabeth's womb, leaped.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 4 of this series entitled 10 Dimensions of Man's Call. God wants to use you as an instrument. The life of Christ in you can be transferred as you produce your seed. Anyone who receives the seed, which is the word of God, must become a sower. Every seed produces after its own kind. If what you're carrying is a mixture of stuff, God will block you. Certain areas of your life will not prosper because you are not reproducing Christ there. Ask yourself a question. What is the enemy using to block the transfer of the life of Christ?
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.